1300 837 222. Also with you this morning is Chris Grice. He's from National Seniors. Chris, welcome to you this morning. Just hearing from John's observations about how it is in regional Queensland. Is this the case across Australia? What do you make of the pension increase?
Yeah, good morning, Jeremy. Yeah, it's fairly typical. John's story that he's explained is very typical of what's happening in terms of pensioners and part pensioners in particular. But even those that are self-funded, Jeremy, that they're in the same situation, that they're not relying on the pension per se. And we're seeing a lot of older Australians sort of challenged by trying to keep up with the cost of living. I know that the Reserve Bank Governor and the Treasurer sort of said that we've got inflation under control, but we're still seeing, just go out into supermarkets, just go out and have to afford things. And like you mentioned before, in terms of rate costs and things like that, very, very, very challenging. So whether you are a renter or a homeowner, everybody in that older cohort, because they're relying on fixed incomes. They're no longer working, and that's where it's challenging. They can't sort of just rely on additional work income to come in. And so I guess, we are grateful, I suppose, if you could use that term, that the last time when the pension was indexed earlier in the year, it was something like $4. So we're pleased to see that this time around that the indexation is a much larger amount.
Something of particular note is something called deeming rates as well. What are these?
Yeah, so deeming is something that so if you've got some money, let's say some savings in a bank account, or you've got term deposit, or some investments. What happens is that even though you may get a particular return, and what happens is that the pension that you receive and government benefits that you receive, the government has a calculation so that you don't have I guess you could call a difficult process of continually having to go to Services Australia or Centrelink and tell them how much you've sort of received in income. They have this particular rate that's used. It's and they call it deeming. And we are going to see, we've had historic lows in terms of the deeming rate that's been used. And what's happening is that we've been able to, I guess, get that rather than pensioners being smashed with the deeming rate increasing, we're going to see a gradual adjustment over the next little while. And that'll happen at the same time, Jeremy, as the pension increase that's coming through on the 20th of September.
And kind of reporting your earnings and that being adjusted, is that quite complicated? Is that something that gets in the way of people maybe picking up a few shifts if they wanted to have a bit of an extra income?
It does. And this isn't about sort of, forcing pensioners back to work, but we've got a significant number of pensioners who want to continue to do some extra shifts. They want to, just to supplement their pension. Or for some pensioners, regrettably, it's a situation where they've had to sort of return to work. And what there is something called a work bonus. And it means that you can earn an amount over and above. It's $7,800 a year. It's about $300 per fortnight where you can get paid work, and it's exempt from as far as, paying tax or losing your pension. And so I guess from our perspective, really, we would prefer a situation where pensioners could be allowed to do as much work as they like and just pay a fair rate of tax. Because under the way that the work bonus works, if you do, in essence, more than 2 days of work per week, you get smashed in terms of through what's called the taper rate. And what happens is that really, you lose more than half of what you earn. And that's just not practical. It's not worthwhile and very disappointing for pensioners. So we really want a situation whereby, if a pensioner wants to do 3 days of work a week, part-time work, well, let them do it and just pay a fair rate of tax. That means Treasury's going to get some more tax. And pensioners are certainly going to be happier that they're going to have some more money in their pocket.
You're hearing from Chris Grice. He's from National Seniors. And Chris, last week we heard of a Central Queensland woman who'd been charged after allegedly defrauding two elderly victims out of nearly $1 million. The woman allegedly took over financial accounts of the two elderly people who were known to her and used the accounts over a 5-year period. So she's now being charged with two counts of fraud. Are seniors Australians at a greater risk of this kind of behaviour?
Yeah, I guess that, you know, we did a survey recently and there were about 4,800 that participated. And from a scams perspective, it was about one third that were impacted by some form of scam. But, you know, what we're sort of seeing is that part of those numbers is that, you know, what people expect is that, you know, they're going to receive a phone call from somebody or a text message or some sort of email, which is a little bit suspect. But regrettably, Jeremy, we are sort of seeing some circumstances whereby someone that is known to the person is being defrauded. And I guess that's the reason why it's important in a financial services perspective, that we continue to have bank branches, because bank branches, banks can do, and in particular the staff can do some great work in terms of identifying if there are some situations where somebody is being coerced into making payments. They're professionally trained for these sorts of things, and so this is why we reckon it's very, very important to keep branches open. They play a very important role in this sort of, identifying this sort of behaviour.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Your heart goes out when you hear about those kind of situations and people getting scammed. In this case, just nearly $1 million. So it'd be interested how it all unfolds. Chris, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jeremy. Have a good day.
Chris Greitz with you there, the CEO of National Senior.